Mishnah Yomis for Sunday, the 18th day of Tishrei, Chol HaMoed Sukkos, Tavshin Pehei. Masechta Vav Matzio, Perek Shvi'i, Mishnah Vav. Our Mishnah deals with the worker and the ability to forego his rights to eat from the fruits for during the work that he's doing in place for a certain amount of money. Can a person do that? Says the Mishnah. Kotzitz Adam, a person is allowed to contract with his employer, Alidei Atzmo, on for his own behalf, that he himself will not be going to eat any of the fruits, although the Torah gives permission to eat the fruits. Alidei Bon Benoy Vitagdonim, he can do it for himself, Alidei Atzmo, and also for his adult son and daughter. Alidei Avdoi Vishivchas Hagdolim, or for on behalf of his servant and maidservant who are adults. They were talking here about non-Jewish servants. Aved Knani, Shivcha Knanis. Alid Eishta, and he can also contract with that for his wife. In all of these, he's allowed to make a Tanai, a condition, with their agreement, with their consent, with their employer, that they will not eat during the time of their work. Mipnei Sheyesh Ben Das, says the Mishnah, because all of these people have Das, they have maturity. They have the knowledge to be able to acknowledge their rights and their foregoing of their rights. They can be moichel their rights. Avaleinu koitzitz, but a person cannot contract to do this for alidei b'noi v'tahaktanim, for his minor son and daughter. They're under the age of bar mitzvah and bas mitzvah, respectively. V'lo alidei avdo v'shivchas haktanim, nor can he do such a contract for on behalf of his eved and shivcha, who are minors. We're talking here, of course, about non-Jewish avodim and shivchos. But because they're minors, they're not yet mature enough to be able to be moichel eschus. And says the Mishnah, Mipnesha v'loy alidei behemtoi, nor can he do it for his animal. He can't say, oh, my animal will forego its right to eat. Mipnesha ein v'endas, because these, all these miners and the animal, and do not have das, do not have maturity to be able to be moichel their right to eat. The Gemara explains that a person cannot be moichel the source of his young ones, of his young sons or his young avodim, even though he has the rights to keep whatever they earn. And that's because they're not able to be moichel what is given to them from Shemayim. What people give to them from down here, from people, they can be moichel. But the right to eat is something that's given by Hashem. And unless they themselves have been moichel, maturity to be moichel, such as an adult son and daughter, an adult shivcha kananim, then unless they do it, then he can't do it on their behalf. He can't be moichel their rights min hashamayim. With the adult ones, it's a different story. They can be moichel themselves, and therefore he needs their das, he needs their acknowledgement. Mishnah Zayin. Soicher es apoyalim. If a person hires workers to work with the netter avoy, the netter avoy is fruits of the fourth year of its plantation, where they can only be eaten in Yerushalayim, these fruits, or you redeem them and they eat it in Yerushalayim. It's called pidyon netter avoy. It's called the pidyon, the redemption of the fourth year's fruits. Now, the halacha is that until they've been redeemed, one has to take these fruits up to Yerushalayim and eat them there, in a state of purity. Says the Mishnah, what happens if he hired workers and he realizes that there's no to work with an Netter Avoy, with a fourth year's plantation? And now the question is about the workers. Can they eat? Says the Mishnah, Hara'ela lo yochlo. They're not allowed to eat during the time that they're working. Why? Because they're also to eat these fruits outside Yerushalayim. And we don't say that, oh, look, they thought that he would redeem it in order that they should be able to eat from it. He told them that it was Netter Avoy, and maybe they thought, oh, well, he's probably going to redeem it to allow us to eat it out while we're working. No, we do not say that. Rather, we say if they do not make any contract beforehand, before their employment, we say they can't eat. Now, what happens if he didn't tell them that it was Netter Avoy? He didn't tell them it was the fourth year's fruits. Then, what is the halacha? Says the Mishnah further, im loy hoidion, what happens if the employer did not tell them at the time he hired them that these fruits were netter avoy with them from the fourth year's plantation? He just told them that he's hiring them to harvest the vineyard without telling them that this Kerem Ravoi. So they thought that it's not the fourth year's fruits. They thought it's ordinary year's fruits and that they can eat from it. So then, says the Mishnah, the employer has a responsibility to redeem those fruits and get them to eat it. Podo machilan. The balabais, the employer, would have to redeem the fruits to allow them to eat it whilst they're working, because it was they were being misled. Maybe if he would have told them that they're going to be working with the netter of the fourth year's fruits, maybe they wouldn't have agreed to this contract to work for him. It's mekachtos. It's called a mistaken transaction. Nisposu igulov. What happens if the circle of pressed figs have come apart, and he needs someone to help to put them together again? So he hires workers to join them together again. What happens if the barrels of wine were opened and he needs workers to help seal them? Then the workers cannot eat. They cannot have from the figs, or in the case of the wine, they cannot drink any of the wine. What's the reason for this? The reason is because the Gemar Malacha, these fruits, or the wine, has reached a stage of what's called Gemar Malacha, the end process. They're now Chayiv in Maisa, and they're Tevel. And that's when the halacha is working with things that are detached from the ground, as we learned earlier on. The worker has only got the right to eat them till the point that they become a chayv in maisa. Once they become a chayv in maisa, as we call it, hukva l'maisa, then the worker can't eat it. What happens in lohidian? What happens if he didn't tell them? He didn't tell them when he hired them that these cakes of pressed figs or the barrels have reached already gemar malacha. They're ready now chayv in maisa, and they thought that it wasn't chayv in maisa. They thought they were able to eat it. So now it comes out that they were misled. Ma'aser u'ma'achilon, says the Mishnah, that the boy would have to take ma'aser and he would give them to eat. He'd give them to eat at the time when they're doing their malacha, because they were misled. They were clearly thought that these products or these fruits had not yet reached the stage of being chayiv in ma'aser.